Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Why is small business?
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know why you're hanging with me still, because you heard the news. You heard Stephen Baum is back, and I don't blame you. That's a good reason to hang out with me. If you know, besides my own charm and erudition, you're going to get that like on steroids with Stephen being here. Stephen's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. He cut his teeth as a business consultant with Booz Allen Hamilton years ago. He's now out of his own, practicing for himself. He's an outstanding vistage leader, one of the best in the world. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He is the father of the guy who created and produces Lie to Me, the outstanding television program. His son Sam is that guy, and I'm sure people, Stephen, I'm sure people all the time go up to him and say, "Oh, you're Stephen's son."
Oh no, Jim, it works the other way around. They say, "You must be Sam's dad." You know how that works.
Oh, I sure do. I sure do. Congratulations.
So I'm glad to be here, my friend.
It's good to have you back as always. And one of the things that I was excited to hear about what you wanted to talk about, because you've been doing quite a bit of work over the years, and especially lately, on family businesses. And you know, if you find a small business out there, you know, even if the family members aren't on payroll, it's a family business, isn't it?
You bet.
Because the families, yeah. You know, our small businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our regular lives, doesn't it?
Very hard to separate whether the family members are in the business or not.
Right, right. So talk to us about what you've been working on, what you've been seeing.
Well, as you know, I'm a coach to the owner, to the CEO,
right,
of some really big businesses and some really small family businesses. And what I've observed recently with several actual cases leads me to, I always learn from the guys that I'm coaching.
Right.
And we all know that passion and energy and relentless focus and a good business model can create a success story. But there comes a point when fresh blood and insight and often capital is needed for the next chapter. And at that moment, the company can either be highly vulnerable or it can be reinvigorated depending on the ideas, attitudes of the founder and how hard he or she has worked on the business model, but also relationships inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about some case histories, including my own family's business, of a handful of businesses that did not make the turn, as I would call it, and then a couple of businesses who have done what they needed to do to prepare for the next chapter, especially your last speaker talked about what may lie ahead in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember we talked quite some time ago about how my Vistas, the membership organization group, battened down the hatches in 07,
right,
early on as they got leading indicators for the Great Recession. And what they're doing now is reinforcing the business like you would a house without building debt that cantilevers them out over the open space. And in small businesses, they're going to face the same issues of figuring out what it's going to take to get through the next 2-3 years. And so there are some lessons learned in my own family's businesses and a couple of others.
Hasn't it been interesting to you to see how we went from being from decades of leverage is good to almost at the flip of a switch, leverage is bad? I mean, one of the great myths that we hear is that small business owners can't get loans. Well, you know, I'm not saying that that's not the case in some cases, but I will tell you the majority of small business owners, not only can they get a loan, have they had some access to capital, but that's not really been the issue. The issue is most of them don't want a loan.
Well, a lot of people business owners, mortgage applicants, got a lot of loans they couldn't foot, they couldn't deal with. And you've been talking about how that came to pass. But the guys who want to see their company and their family thrive have to pay attention to whether or not the past is going to prepare them for the future.
Right.
And there always comes this moment in my own family's business.
Stephen, hold on to that thought. I want to do that. I want to start with your father's family business when we come back after this break. The book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch by Stephen H. Baum. B-A-U-M is the last name. And Stephen, give us your website before we go.
It's StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
All right. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Stephen Baum. 20 till. Here's Marvin Gaye to take us out.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.